Here we go. Ein Chaver, the Heiliger Yitzhak, the Heiliger Rapshitz, the Rav. Schusagin Naftali Tzvi Mirapshitz. Right? Harowitz Mirapshitz, Schusagin Leinu. So here we go. We'll learn a Torah or two, and then we'll connect to something else, and then we'll say a couple of Meisim with the Rapshitz, okay? So here we go. So if you look in here, so the Zman now, we know that Alpi Pnimis HaTorah, that first example, it's brought down by the Ramban, right, Nachmanides, he says that the connection of the Zman of Pesach, Sfiras Omer, and Shavuos is what? It says Pesach is Yom Tov Rishon, Shavuos is Yom Tov Sheni, and Sfiras Omer is Chol Moed, between Pesach and Shavuos. So it's a Zman that's connected. So what's the overlying, what's one of the biggest avodas, A, that in the life of a Jew, and also during this month? So let's learn the Torah from the Rav Shitzurab. Okay? Schuss the Yurtzeit, Shibizocha, to Mekarev ourselves, to the Rav Shitzur, and all the Oros from the Rav Shitzur. So then he says, in the Haggadah Shal Pesach from the Rav Shitzur, says, we know we have the order of the Simonim of Lel Seder is Kadesh, Urchat, Karpas, Yachat, Magratza, Motzimatza, Marakorach, Shulchan Aruch, right? Who's next?
Safun
Berecha, I'll know it's your good. So this is what he says, Urchatz. Gami Shlomar, what's Urchatz? If I ask you, what does Urchatz mean?
Wash your hands.
Wash your hands, right? Urchatz, Loshon, Bitachon. Urchatz is Loshon, what it means Bitachon. Kimo, like we say in Davening, Bei Anarachitz. Right? When we take out the Torah, we say, you guys are smart, so I don't know if you know Nigin, because Bei Anarachitz in Brich Shmei. You know Brich Shmei? You say Brich Shmei.
At the end
of Brich Shmei, you say Bei Anarachitz, Lishmei Kadisha Akira, Anavatish B'chan. So, Bei Anarachitz. So what does it mean? What it means is, so Bei Anarachitz means that Bei Ana, in you, I have Bitachon. So rachitz means I have emuna, I have bitachon, right? I have trust. Ki ayde habitachon ha'emuna shleima, because through bitachon and emuna shleima, what do we say urchatz meant?
Washing your hands.
Yichon lirchutz migilulim v'zumas. You can wash yourself away from all the tumah and dirtiness of the world. So again, urchatz has two meanings. What are two meanings of urchatz?
Bitachon
and washing. Means that what? That with bitachon, that's how I wash myself clean from all of avodah zarah. That's why I mekadesh myself. Okay, now here we go. Now this word connected to Lag B'Omer. You ready? The shame, Haniskal El. What's the shame? Aleph Chaf Dalet Kes Mem. Okay? The shame Akadit Gematria Ad. And this is called the shame Habitachon because basically Bitachon is Gematria the shame. Aleph Chaf Dalet Kes Mem. The shame Haniskal El, Imakolo Gematria Bitachon. Okay? So, if you did you understand everything we just said?
You're comparing two gematrias to each other.
Well, do you understand? I caught it?
I caught it?
No, you don't. There's a new concept.
No, I don't know.
What is going on with the shame? So this is just, I'll give you a 2-second hakdama. This is called the shame habitachon. Right? It's the Arizal was megale. That this is the shame habitachon. Okay? Aleph, chaf, dalet, tes, mem. So now, what does the shame have to do with anything? What's it talking about? What's going on here? Okay?
Yeah.
So now again, we said before from the Ligar Apshitzer, he says what? Bei anarachitz. That what rachitz lashon of bitachon. That what? When I have bitachon, that what? When a person believes in Hashem and he's maftiach and he trusts in Hashem, everything, that itself is like a mikvah. That itself is what cleans you. Okay? So that's the Heilige Torah from the Apshitzer. So now, let's say the Ligar Apshitzer, let's build off of it and say, what does bitachon have to do with this man now? So here we go. So it says about Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, because we're coming to Yom HaKadosh, Lag B'Omer in a couple weeks, right? It says about Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Yachol Niv Torah, Kola Ulam Kulo Minadin. He says it's within my ability, says Gemara Sukkah, I could free the entire world from din, right? From bad judgments. So now, Chavi, do you know the shame of din?
You mean the shame of din?
There's a shame of Hashem that represents din. Represents harsh judgments, harsh decrees. You know what that shame is? It's called shame Elohim. Okay? Yeah? So now watch this. Okay? So you have that. So now the way it works like this. In order to be mamtik dinim, which means to sweeten dinim, okay, we're going to speak a little bit Kabbalah, and then we're going to bring it down to Chassidus, okay? Or bring it up to Chassidus. Right? So in order to sweeten dinim, the pasuk says like this. We say to him, Masai avo veira'e p'nei Elokim. When am I going to come to see before Elokim? So what is p'nei Elokim means what? P'nei is lashon of lifnei. right?
Yeah.
So lifnei Elokim. So the secret is that what if you go to the letters before Elokim, that's how you sweeten all dinim. Okay.
What do you mean by the letters before?
Oh, watch this. So now, take what's before an aleph?
Tough.
No, not an aleph. Nothing before an aleph.
Nothing really.
Right. So you have an aleph.
I'm trying to go backwards, man.
No, it's not an aleph. Okay. What's before a lamed? So every time we learn about tough and the rafter, chaf. Okay. What's before a hey?
Dollar.
What's it for a yud? Tess. And what's it for a mem sofit?
No.
For mem sofit.
Mem.
Mem.
Mem. Oh, okay.
So now what do you have here?
Wait,
the shame that we quoted before. Right? Remember the shame we quoted from the rupture?
Oh, that's what it was.
The shame of bitach.
I can't see the whole thing.
Yeah?
Akarit.
Aleph Chaf Dalet Tes Mem. Now this is the shame that sweetens all dinim. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I'm going to give you a Hakdama here. What, of all the letters, which are the only letters that didn't change?
Aleph and Mem.
Good. So now what letters changed?
Chaf Dalet Tes.
What's Chaf Dalet Tes? What's Gematria?
33.
What else is 33? Lack. So the reason I reveal is that this is the shame, Hashem, that you're mechavin on Lag Ba'Omer. And this is the shame that sweetens all dinim. Why? Because you're going lefnei Elokim. Elokim represents din, but going before Elokim represents mercy and sweetening of din. And that's the shame. Aleph Chav Dal Tes Mem, which the Arizal brings down, is the shame of Bitachon. Aleph Chav Dal Tes Mem is Gematria Bitachon. Okay? Following a little bit? Okay, so this is what's brought down here in the Sefer Shili Pinchas. But now we have to ask a question, okay? So now that I know this is the shame of Bitachon, what do I do with that? Right? Meaning, okay, fine, Shkoyach, but I'm not a Mekobo, so what do I do with Akad did what? You know what I mean? Like, what am I doing with this? No? Right? What do I do with it? So that's where the world of Chassidus comes in to show you that, oh, you want to know what you're going to do with it? Here's what you're going to do with it. Okay, that's fine. Just where we should start from? Where should we start from, Chevra? Here. Oh, okay. Ready? Okay, here we go. Ready, Chevra? Shvili Pinchas, Kedai Rabbi Shimon, Maimer Lam Gimel. We'll just do a little bit of it, okay? Just to Hele Garab Shitharab. So what I just told you was basically shortening up everything from... I'll just give you a 1 second Akdama for what he said until now. He said now is that, so now that you see that this shame is Shaykh Lag Bomer, right, that the only letters that didn't change, the letters that changed are Chaf, Dalet, Tes. And that's Remes Lag Bomer. So he says, therefore you see that Lag Bomer is a day of sweetening of Din. For example, how many days did the Tamid Rabbi Kiva die? 32. When it came to Lag Bomer, they stopped dying. Because this shame was revealed. This is the shame that stops all dinim. Okay? So Lag Ba'Omer is a day of what? Of a day of great rachmanim. That's why it's a big simcha for us. Right? For you guys, Lod,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
But even so, all the Sfardim are in Lag Ba'Omer, are in Meron. Right? So whole Nekuda is that what? It's through this shame. This shame of all Aleph Chaf Dal Tes Mem. Because that's the Indian of Lag Ba'Omer. So Lag Ba'Omer, we see, is what? It's a day of sweetening din. So whose day is Lag Ba'Omer?
Rashbi.
So that's what Rashbi says. Yachal ani liftoris kolakul olam kol olam in a din. Why could he put the whole world from din? Because his day is Lag Ba'Omer, and therefore he has ownership over that shame, and it's his koach. Yeah, clear. There we go. Ready, Chaver? Avda de'achizna b'shulei glimaso sharabena harizal near the hosif tab. So I'm going to add a little bit. Eich nimtak adin b'lag ba'omer b'shem akadit. Mitamid Rebbe Kiva Shpaskul Mavis. Well, says, why is it after the Shem Akadit, right? That's what we refer to it as, the Shem Akadit. Why is that the Shem that works? Behektem Levar Bederach Avoda Shavu Chonefer. So the best part is that he says, now I'm going to show you Alpi Avoda, how you could relate to Akadit. Okay, Chevra? Let's do this strong. Siyat Hashmaya. Mahi Avoda Sakodesh Amutelos Aladam Be'ez Tzarech Hasfam. That what's the Avoda of a person when you're going through a little bit of a hard time? That how could you, right, on our own basic level, simple level, right, that we're not mekubalim, we're not even holy people. Well, we are holy people, but like, we're working on ourselves, right? So how could we relate to the shame of Aleph Chaf Dalet Tes Mem, that we could sweeten dinim in the world? Yeah. V'yish lomar ha-beir b'zel, p'yam v'or b'divrei ha-rabin ha-rizal, ki shem ha-kadit, who it's referred to as, the shem is called the shem ha-bitachon, because ha-kadit, tam, right? Aleph chalaf chaf. Dal tasmem is gematri bitachon, okay? V'nei. Hey osios, aleph chalaf chaf. Dal tasmem. Alze amar kasuv, that's what the pasuk says, bitchu ba-shem ade'ad. Yeah? Which means, trust in Hashem forever. Yeah? V'hu rachmim v'lachin bo tolei bitachon. Okay? V'kavanaso ki bitachon v'gematria akadit. Imakoda. That this shame represents bitachon. V'shem ze ola v'gematria ad. And that's what the post says. Bitchu v'ashem adei ad. That you have bitachon. Where do you find bitachon? How do you find the shame of bitachon? Ad. And akadit is gematria ale, ayin dal. Okay, you following a little bit? I ain't doubt. The pasuk says, "Bitchu b'Hashem adeyad." Trust in Hashem forever. Right? So adeyad. So, but it says adeyad is like until ad. So what's ad? So ad is the shame of aleph, chaf, dalet, tesmet. That this shame is that when you have bitachon, that this is what's going on. You're going to learn something unbelievable. You don't have to be a big makobo for this. When you see you're going through a little bit of a hard time, right? Things are a little bit rough. You don't fall to Yeish. You still believe that you're going to pick up. You still keep fighting. Ela husham. You say, Hashem, I have full bitachon in you. That what? That you could save me from this tzara. He's saying, you know what the trick is? It's not that I'm mechavin shem akadit and then I have bitachon. It's that what? With my bitachon, I'm ore the shem. Yeah? Get how it's working? That it's not that I have to be makubal and understand the shame and then I have bitachon. Rather, no, it's the other way. It's that I have bitachon, I work on my bitachon, and Hashem awakens that shame and saves me from all the tzaras. That the nekud is that I have to work on my bitachon. Right? And that's why I sweeten the din from the shame elokim onto with aleph chaf dal tasmem. He says, "Rabbi machovim l'arasha." That the Rosh has a lot of troubles, a lot of sicknesses, a lot of pains. What does the next say? But a person who trusts in Hashem, chesed yisol v'venim. But someone who trusts in Hashem, chasadim and kindness surrounds him. Meaning what? Ki aydei bitachon v'Hashem nimtakim kol dinim. That through having bitachon Hashem, that's what's mamtik everything. Good is you don't have to be a big makubal. It's trusting in Hashem. It's working like bitachon. That's ma'ora the shame. Unbelievable, no? Yeah? This is not gewaldig? So now it's actually, this is very cool. Yibtok lefarish bazer remaz akasa b'dor mabul. Now I was going to say something that applies to the dor mabul. It says, v'atishachis ha'aretz lefnei elokim. That the earth became disgusting, right? And they went off the derech before elokim. Okay? Remember, lefnei elokim. Oh, what's going on here? Shepagmu b'shem akarit shu osil lefnei elokim. Is that, you know what? V'atishachis ha'aretz, they messed up where? Lefnei elokim. In that shame of akarit, right, which is lifnei alakim, umefarish ich pagum v'shem b'tachon. How do they mess up with the shame b'tachon? Because it says vatimen leha aretz chamas, that the whole entire aretz filled up with chamas, like fevery. Ki lo bitchu b'Hashem hazan ufar zekol. Because what they, it says that everyone was stealing from each other. You know why? Why does a person steal from someone else?
They didn't get acquire anything.
Right, because you want money, you want wealth, which means that what, you don't have b'tachon that Hashem could hook you up with wealth. So they messed up in bitachon, right? Lachin lo yechlu lahamtik shem elokim. They couldn't mamtik elokim. Why? Because they didn't have bitachon. That, you know, if a person says, you know, I'm going to be big makubal, I'm going to sweeten all the dinim, but you don't have bitachon Hashem, you know what's going to happen? Nothing's going to work. The trick is bitachon. Bitchu b'Hashem adead. V'zeo shemam shechasav lo mar v'yom elokim shem hadin lenoach ketz kol basar balufanav. V'ain b'kochel mahatik adin b'shem b'tochnei. Couldn't they be metaking it? Ki mala aretz chamas b'tayem. And that's why Rash says, ki mala aretz chamas lo nechtam gizar dinam ela ala gezel. Right? It's because the gezel, that was the gizar dinam on Dor Mabul. Ki lule shepagum b'shem b'tochnei yuchol mahatik adin ala day shem akadit. But if they would have had b'tochnei, they wouldn't realize that, what? I don't have to steal from anyone. I have to trust on Hashem. Because what do we say about Hashem? Hazan mefarnes hakol. But because they messed up in b'tochnei, therefore what? They couldn't sweeten the dinam. Yeah, everyone following? Yeah, Fallon?
So he's saying the dinim will just sweeten as long as you trust.
The way to sweeten them, to break bad decrees, is the bitachon. That's what's revealing. That the Shem Akkad is called Shem Bitachon. Because Ayideh Bitachon, that's your Mor. Right? Yeah? Good? Okay, so listen to this. This is unbelievable what he's about to say over here. Okay? So, let me see here. So here, it says like this. So we'll do two more paragraphs, okay? We'll do two more osios, and then we'll call it a night, okay? So now, it goes like this. Is okay. Aide in Torah Osvav. Aide b'tachon shal b'kiva, niskal shem b'tachon lag mor. Through the b'tachon or b'kiva, he's m'or the shem. Amnam ro na ro gadol b'tchono shal b'kiva b'ashem. See the unbelievable b'tachon that Rabbi Kiva had in Hashem. Rabbi Kiva lo himtin kama shanim or afilu kama chadashim k'dei lis osheish me'amaka hakasha shenachtu l'al roshel. How many times did Rabbi Kiva lose?
24,000.
Have you ever seen 24,000 people in your life at once?
No.
If you take all, he said this last night, I think, right? If you take all of the Mir, all of Lakewood, all of Baltimore, all of Torshaga, and all of IU, all together.
All five of them, or just made that up?
No, all five of them.
Oh, actually.
Yeah, I'm just saying, because it's the place we know. You wouldn't even have 24,000 people. That's crazy. No?
Yeah, I don't know how he even had that.
And Rabbi Kiva lost all that were his. But what happened? He didn't give up. And it's not like he waited, okay, you know, Hashem, I just need like a 2-year gap just to try to get over what you just did. It's mamish to say, it's like a holocaust could be awful to one person.
Yeah.
It's crazy. You know what you would say, Rabbi Kiva, like, I'm going to hook you up, I need to get some therapists, you know, like, we're going to work this out, like, take it, go to the Caribbean for a little bit, you know, go to the Bahamas, relax, if you need to, I'll take you to Switzerland, go skiing a little bit, right, take time off, don't worry about it, I hear you. You know what he did? On that day, when they stopped dying, and he went down and he started again with five new Tamidim. Yeah, that's when he started right away. He said, "You know what? I just lost 24,000 Tamidim. If we lost one Tamid Chasram ever, we'd say, I'm done. 24,000. And you know what he said? I'm going to get up, I'm going to start over now. And it's because these five Talmidim, it's all of us, we all know they are. Right? Meir Baal Nes. Right? Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Huda Nasi. Rabbi Nechemya. So we quote them left and right in the Gemaras. These are Talmidim Rabbi Kiva. That he started over. Because he didn't lose his bitachon.
Do we know anyone from the 24,000?
Yeah, we know some of them. Yeah. That they lifted it up. Yeah? So now we can say from this, since the unbelievable tachna that was revealed from Rabbi Kiva on Lag B'Omer, he didn't fall to giving up. Right? To depression. Rather, he gave smich to his five tamidim that day. Hinei zacha bekach, because of this amazing bitachon, leorer belag baomer as shem habitachon akadit, that he created this mitzvah. Why? Because of his unbelievable bitachon. Lahamtik adinim shel shem elokim, to mamtik all adinim, asher mitam zeh pasku tamidev melamos belag baomer. That's why they stopped dying on lag baomer. Asher kefi she'areichnu levar le'el, hakavana b'zeh, achamisha tamidim hachadashim shal Rabbi Kiva, shlo shalt behem midas adin, velo mesu kadamin rishonim. That's a Sfarim say also, I've seen this before. How many letters are in Aleph, Chal, Chaf, Dal, Tes, Mem?
How many what?
Five
letters correspond to the five tamidim that he had.
Wow.
Yeah? Wow. That's why he had five tamidim. To create this name, to mamtik the dinim. Yeah? Okay, so now we'll see one more part over here. This is awesome.
Wait, okay. In the middle, while they started dying, then he started over.
When they stopped dying, they stopped dying on Lama Gimel, right? And then that day itself, when he mamish had zero tamim left, right? When zero, he went and started anew.
Where did he find these? Just found
in the Darum. That's what it says. I've seen the Darum. I don't know exactly where it was, but yeah. Okay, however, this right now. This is pashtus will change your life, I think. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. So remember we said before, bitchu b'Hashem
ade ad.
So ad again, shem bitachon, shem akadit. So let's see, what do we do with ad? Does anyone know where you see this word ad every day? Okay.
Where?
I feel like it's a short question.
What did you say, Akon?
Okay. So let's see. Listen to what he says. This is going to be awesome, right? Rachash libi davar tov omer ani masanach. He's going to tell you something awesome. Me'az malka rabbana natan Rabbi Kiva. Right? Who's the king of all the rabbis? Rabbi Kiva. Levar siach sod sarve kodesh is kaim bein Rabbi Kiva l'tamida b'shash shotzio salariga when they were killing him. In the Gemara in Brachos. B'shash shotzio Rabbi Kiva lahariga zman kriya shmaya. At the time that they were killing Rabbi Kiva, it was time of kriya shma. Vayu sorkim es b'sar b'smarasekel shabarzel. They were mamish with like metal combs, right? Iron combs. Vayu mekaba alav omo chashmayim. And even at the moment, he was mekaba upon himself omo chashmayim. Amru Tamidav, they said to him, Rabbeinu, Adkan? Even now? Look at you. And even now you're Makabo Machashmaim? Amru Lahem, Kol Yamai, Rabbi Kiva said back, Hayisim et Staro al Pasuk Zeh. This is my whole life, I was pained over this Pasuk. Bechon Afshecha. I feel no Tals Nishmasacha, right? It says, what? Bechon Afshecha? That even if you're being killed, yeah, have a Hab for Hashem. Amarti, Masayev Oli Dev Akeim, when am I going to come to this and to be Makayim it? Vachshav, Shebol Yadi, Lo Kamenu? And now that it's actually coming to my hands to be mekayim b'chol nafshcha, I'm not going to do it. I've waited my whole life. Hayah marich be'echad, ash yaslad shmas be'echad. Right? He said Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Right? And he died saying the word echad.
Who's this?
Rabbi Kiva. Yasa baskel of Amra. A baskel came and said, Ashrecha Rabbi Kiva sheyatsa nishmascha be'echad. Praise words of Rabbi Kiva that you went out with the word echad. This is pretty what's on. This is awesome. Okay. V'tzarach lahavin beir she'ela satamidim me'Rabbi Kiva Rabbeinu adkan. They said Rabbi adkan until now. Adkan, right? Asher ba'ashkaf arishona ain't a move on klal ma'isak v'nas b'shelazo. What were they asking until adkan? What does it mean? What are they saying? Odzo tzarach beir ma'u chidesh she'biksha habaskol ashminu b'achraza asher Rabbi Kiva she'yatzu nishmas b'echad. What's the big praise of Rabbi Kiva? They went out with Echad. What's like, why that? Halo davar zeh bar lakol? Does not everyone realize that? Umi pesi yasur heina shlo yispal misir nefshos Rabbi Kiva. She'od lo niyasa k'davar zeh. Atzarach lodia kach baskol. What, you need a baskol to tell you how special this is? Any person who has a brain knows how special this is, no? A guy's getting killed and he's saying Shema? You don't need like a baskol to tell you how special this is, right?
Yeah.
Again, it's an intense question, but I'm trying to build it up. But like, think of the question. Okay, I mean, you don't need to tell me. I understand, right? V'nir levar. Have ready? Here we go. V'nir levar ha'inyin b'zeh al-pi mashkas of ha'mekuba al-aki Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Mikoritz b'sefer kodesh bris kunas oylam. Right, it's a very deep sefer. Bris kunas oylam. Listen to what he says. Levar mash nims rabbi mesor lechto b'torah es ha'pasak harishon shakri shema. Right? Let's look at Shema. I'm assuming he probably has this in it. Yeah. Where is it? Okay. There we go. Yeah? What are two letters that are big over here?
Dalet at the end and the I in the beginning.
Kashma. Oh! That's what he says. That in the Torah, there's two letters in Kriya Shema that are written big. You know what they are? Kriya Shema, Bez Yosios, Ad. So Shema has a big ayin. Im Echad has a big dalet. The Rameh is what? Sh'ay de Amiras Pasuk HaYichud HaKavana. When you say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad with Kavana, Zochel Mahamti Kadin Mishem Elokim B'yosel Shelfanav Aleph Chaf Dalet Esmem, which is Gematria Ad. And that's it. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Every time we say it with Kavana, why the Ayin Dalet?
That's why everyone holds the dalet at the end.
Oh.
I do it also, but like, yeah. I didn't know it's.
So now you have another kavana. That what? This is a Shem Bitachon. That's why Shema is all about the moon of Klal Yisrael. Right? Why? Because Bitchu Bashem Adei Ad. So Yesh Lomar Haber Bazeh. Keep a pasuk a yichud Shema Yisrael Shem Elkein Hashem Echad. Anu Mevim as Bitchono Bashem Elkei Yisrael Shu Echad Yachud Miuchad Vein Zoso. We're saying, we're declaring that what? We have full moon of Bitachon Hashem. Echad Yachud Miuchad, right? V'az yidezeh misor Hashem avitachon akadit. The gematria ad shall Shema echad. So and that's what he's saying here. And then with that, with having kavan and Shema, that what I bitachon Hashem, you're or the shame of Lag BaOmer, which is mamtik all the dinim, which is mamtik shame Elokim, which sweetens all gzeres. And exactly what we're saying here, just like Briskus Ulam, that what? Dafka and Shema, you have a big ayin, a big dalet, because that's ad. And that's bitchuba shem adayad. And this is the whole shame of, this is the whole in of Lagbomer. Lagbomer, we've been pointing out before, right? Akadit, what are the only letters that change? Chaf, dalet, tes. Yeah? And this is what's going on here. This is the opportunity we have, the big day of Lagbomer that's coming. To realize that what gets us there? It's our bitachon. And we learned that from the Rav Shazarav, Schus the Yurtzite, right? Bey ana rachitz. Now, what does rachitz mean? You missed this person. What? No, rachitz. Urchatz.
Oh, wash.
Wash, right? But when you say in the morning, when you say when we take a Torah, Be'an rachitz, I'm going to say tomorrow morning, Be'an rachitz means in you I have bitachon. So Rapture says, so wait, what's rachitz? Is rachitz, is it bitachon or is it washing? It says both. When a person has bitachon Hashem and you have real bitachon, that's itself what washes you off from all your averus. Chavrut, this is the zman we have now, with Lag Bomer coming. Right? Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. That's why, what's the whole niggin of Rabbi Akiva? I'm Rabbi Akiva, Ashrechim Yisrael. Lifnei mi atemetar mitar eschem avichet shvar shmayim viomer mikve Yisrael Hashem. Dafka Rabbi Kiva speaking about mikve Yisrael Hashem. Why? Because Rabbi Kiva is one who lived by bitachon, and according to the Rapsir, be'an arachitz with the bitachon, that's the mikva. That's what purifies more than anything else. And just tell you one beautiful remez. Rabbi Kiva, when the Siva Shalom brings after his farm, says, right, Amr Rabbi Kiva Ashrechem Yisrael lifnei mi atemetarin umi mitar eschem. So somebody says, okay? So again, rachitz is cleaning yourself, okay? It says, lifnei mi at mitarim, before me, we're mitar ourselves. What's before me? It's not your me.
Of me?
Mem yud.
50.
So lifnei mi, before day 50, we're mitar ourselves. How many days there are spheres omer? 49. Lifnei mi at mitarim. We work for 49 days to mitar ourselves. And then what does it say? Umi mitar etzchem. And then me, what's not your me? Is mitar eschem, and the 50th day itself is mitaras.
Sure.
And so, how do we get there? How do we get that tara? That's the be'an arachitz with the bitachon, with the shema karet. That's how we clean ourselves up. We should take the oros, the halig, the rapsh, the rav, and mamish work on our bitachon and trust that Hashem runs the world in every single thing. And bitchu b'Hashem adayad shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem echad ayin dalad. That what the ad of what. Everything. Namish, everything. This is sort of everything a Jew does. Everything a Jew is built on. What is Shema? So we should be zochet the Oros of Shema and the Heilig Rapsa Rav. Schus Yagin Aleinu.